Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobanka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hug them up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
That's a faulty music choice, as far as I'm concerned. And I'll tell you why. The Heat victory last night was nice. That's good. Yep. And we'll talk about it. And that's how I was going to come out of the box starting the show today. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Me and Crowder and Tree. Little Panthers hockey and sunrise tonight. But our friend Katie Meyer announced her retirement.
Saw that.
After 19 seasons as head coach of the University of Miami women's basketball team. And I thought we would be starting with We Are the World, which is the song that we share for Katie Meyer. So I see Jimmy has put his head in his hands. It was a big mistake by Jimmy. You only retire once. Well, some people retire more than once, yeah, but you only retire once. And so at the beginning of the show, Katie Meyer, 19 seasons. There we go, Solana. Solana saved it. Solana correcting Jimmy's mistakes. 2 minutes into the show. Let's all sing this for Coach Katie Meyer. Here we go. Tree, you as well. Yes.
There comes a time
when we
heed a certain call,
when the world
and the world
come
together as
one.
There are people dying.
All right, so why is We Are the World our song with Katie Meyer? It's a long story, but we love Coach Katie Meyer. We were talking about her yesterday, the day before. We were talking about, you know, all time. If we were doing a bracket of 64 regular guests who we have on the show, she's a high seed.
Yeah, she's a 3-4 seed, guaranteed.
She sent out this statement. To my Canes family, 19 years ago, I was offered my dream job to be the head coach of the University of Miami. And while I have absolutely loved living that dream, it is with a heart full of pride and gratitude that I announce my retirement from coaching. Miami is an incredibly special place, and my journey here has been an honor and a privilege. Today is a day to celebrate and reflect on the amazing success that was achieved through collaboration with outstanding people. Coaching is all about relationships, and I have been blessed to share in the growth of so many special young women. I want to thank every player I have coached. Excuse me, I'm getting choked up here. On a pretzel.
About to cry?
On a pretzel.
You about to cry?
But it does feed.
Oh, she just retired.
I know. Oh, okay, Tamron Hall. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I cried
I'll
yesterday.
Be judicious with the tears.
I cried yesterday.
I want to thank every player. It's all this Crowder powder. It's getting into my nasal passages.
That's good stuff.
I want to thank every player I've coached for allowing me to share in their journeys along with their families. These are relationships that I will cherish for the rest of my life. Miami is one of the top women's basketball programs in the country, and our almost two decades of success has certainly proven that. That success is a tribute to my staffs, both current and former, who have absolutely devoted themselves to this program and to our players. I have been overwhelmed by their dedication and faith in me and will never be able to thank them enough. I want to thank this proud university for their leadership. There have only been two women's basketball coaches in 36 years here, which proves their commitment to this incredible sport. I have been blessed to serve under two highly respected and committed university presidents in Dr. Julio Frank and Donna Shalala, who not only supported our program financially through the years, but also sat on the sidelines and cheered. While the landscape of college athletics is ever-changing, and there is never a perfect time to make this decision, I felt in my heart that this was the best time for a transition. Although I am retiring from coaching basketball, I am also excited to continue coaching, in quotes, mentoring, and serving this fine university. I am very grateful to Dan Radakovich, Rudy Fernandez, Joe Echeverra, and President Frank for granting my request to continuing to elevate and lead. And finally, I want to thank my Scholak Meyer family that celebrates life through sports and always shows up for each other. I have an incredible wife, Hunter, who has supported me with positivity and love and frankly deserves her own retirement party. To this amazing community and fan base, the love you have shown me for 19 years has been priceless, and I am forever humbled by your support. I look forward to continuing to cheer on the Hurricanes alongside all of you. Go Canes.
Maybe I get that fishing invite now.
You know what? She's going to have some free time.
Katie, if you're listening, I know you're not predisposed.
I think she'll have more time now to jump on the show,
yeah.
Talk some Canes, talk some Heat. I mean, now we really get to incorporate her friendship into the program.
Multiple tournaments, multiple WNBA players. Just,
I mean, just
well respected, amazing career.
Really, just a fantastic person. Coach Katie Meyer has been so good to our show,
yes.
And so good for the University of Miami basketball program, the entire athletic program. That we wish her well. I thought it was. It shocked me. I did not have any idea that this was coming.
I saw it on the way driving
and
here.
I was like, whoa, how about that? But Coach Katie Meyer, we wish you well. Very exciting. And hopefully we'll talk with her today or tomorrow.
I'll pay for gas, Coach.
Couple other things. Odell Beckham Jr. is in town. Maybe a Dolphins signing is going to happen during this show.
Woo,
it's possible.
That's interesting.
It's possible. The Heat did win last night. This Shohei Ohtani scandal has stolen the headlines from March Madness first day, which is ridiculous. I want to talk about that. And we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Doug Plagans is going to join us today here. We're going to talk with Josh Appel as well about the tournament and Odell Beckham and the Panthers and all that good stuff. So we have a lot to get to today. I am staring at a whole bunch of Crowder powder.
Got them on sale.
And Crowder not only has the website up and active, so you can get Crowder powder at crowderpowder.com.
Mm-hmm.
He is traveling with a mobile point-of-sale unit. So much like Damon John, who created FUBU, sold T-shirts and hoodies out of his car.
Got my little hand wrap on the back.
But it was all cash back then.
Mm-hmm.
Much as many rappers, Uncle Luke being one of them, started by selling mixtapes out of the back of their car. Crowder is moving powder.
Pushing P.
Pushing P. Through his automobile, and he is one of the few P pushers who accepts credit cards on the go.
That's what people hit you with all the time. I ain't got no cash, player. Don't worry about it. You got a card?
So he's got the mobile point-of-sale device, and if you want to just run a credit card, he's got the machine with him at all
beep
times.
Beep.
Tree bought a Crowder powder before the show started. I put it up on video for my super followers. Tree, hey, show me a hand of yours, Tree. And he asked Crowder to autograph it. Crowder's got a good deal going here. Made $8.50 off Tree. And then Tree had him autograph it. And now Tree can't use this as seasoning anymore. He's got to save it. And if he wants to use it as Crowder powder as a seasoning, now he's got to buy a second one.
You know?
Brilliant merchandising.
Put that one up, and then, yeah, you want to throw it on some chicken, some steak, you know it's all purpose. MVP, meat and veggie powder, everything you need.
I'm going to get one of these point-of-sale devices. I don't have anything to sell right now, but just like I'll give you a private, you know, like a Hockman super follow. Like if I run into you, yeah, I'll give you a lap dance.
You know what?
I give you a lap dance.
I need to extend this menu.
Yeah, why not?
You want a lap dance? I got you.
Shoot, $30.
Lap
I can
dance
grind.
$30.
$30.
$30.
$50.
$50.
$50.
One song.
Yeah. No, three songs.
Three songs.
Yeah, three songs.
No, it's 20th per song.
One song. But
yeah,
but it just a lap dance is one song.
Yep, they go by song.
When you take them into the champagne room, though, that's three songs
per song. They charge you per song, Hawk. I know because I went to sleep before, woke up and owe somebody $7,000.
I remember hearing that at the improv.
You kept dancing. I was asleep.
Anyway, so we have a lot to get to today, and I do want to talk with Appel, so let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana back in the studio.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. These 2 o'clock headlines, also brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, a financial institution you can trust, now serving Dade and Broward counties. Go to dcfcu.org. For more info, say goodbye to payday lender debt. With Dade County Federal Credit Union's low-interest payday rescue loan, you can significantly lower your payments, save money, and regain control of your finances. Visit paydayrescue.com for all the details. Federally insured by the NCUA. The Miami Dolphins are meeting with OBJ, or did meet with OBJ today. It was confirmed that he was at the Dolphins facility. Barry Jackson yesterday had reported that the Dolphins had interest, mutual interest, clearly, in Odell Beckham. And the Dolphins have also announced that River Craycraft is officially back. He had tweeted it out yesterday, and the Dolphins made it official today.
I love the name, but I don't know if the fit is there. Odell.
Oh, with Odell? They need a third receiver, they keep saying, and if they can get him for the minimum or just above the minimum,
bring him in. Because Craycraft, who Cedric Wilson said that, they gave him a bunch of
receivers. I mean, they have receivers, yeah. But, man, I feel like until he shows you that he can't, if you have OBJ out there, I'm going to call him ODB. If you have OBJ, if you have ODB out there, I tell you what, I don't know where you're playing.
Man. But I watched him with the Ravens. Like,
correct. But you also saw him, what was it, a season before that?
Ball.
With a Super Bowl, and yes. I'm not certain he was utilized properly. I'm just saying if you put him out there, he's going to get attention.
Yes.
And River Craycraft isn't.
No, pull them safeties. The safety's looking over there if Odell Beckham.
So I just feel like until now, you may see in 2, 3, 4 games, okay, we don't need to pay him any mind. But at the beginning, You're going to.
Yes.
Because you know that he's burned people for his entire career.
And if anybody can create space, it's a Mike McDaniel offense to move him around. I don't. He's not Tyreek. Tyreek's the number one of number ones. But to your point, that third guy, finding that space, getting one-on-ones, winning those one-on-ones, we got to see if he can still do it.
Somebody wants to know on the text machine if you take EBT for the Crowder
what
powder.
You got? Yes, sir.
All right. You can use your food stamps on Crowder powder.
Come on with it.
Works as a meal itself. It's like the old vacation movie. I don't know why they call this Hamburger Helper. It does just fine on its own.
We got you, baby.
Mom, what's for dinner tonight? A bowl of Crowder powder. Mixed it up as a nice little stew.
Look at here.
You take Amex on that?
Yeah, gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Where's my receipt, by the way?
Somebody says no way Crowder is able to figure out one of those card readers.
Man, credit card, manual entry, gift card. Cash.
I know if I gave you a credit card right now, I am going to get a charge for $6,000. I'm going to get a push notification of $6,000 before this segment is over.
We'll figure it out. I'm offline.
The Miami Heat, they did win yesterday, so they end their road trip 3-1. Terry Rozier entered scary Terry hours late in the game. Stepped back to his left, tied the game with a four-point play. Jimmy Butler was Jimmy mother bleeping Butler last night. I know Crowder's been spewing nonsense on this show that Jimmy can't get a bucket when he needs to get a bucket. Well, I hope you watched last night because he was a bucket all game long. And then Terry Rozier stepped back to his right, game winner. The Miami Heat are now the seventh seed, half game back of the Indiana Pacers. Their remaining 13 regular season games, 9 of which will be at home starting tomorrow versus the Pelicans.
All right.
Jimmy's a good, very good player, and he showed it. I just need to see it more consistently.
Remember the last Pelicans game, wasn't that the that was the one where it was the hard foul, the Kevin Love, wasn't really even a hard foul, though, on Zion. Zion just fell hard, and then there was all the melee. Well,
I'll play the sound for you if you want during 15 minutes of heat. Jimmy Butler was asked about that situation.
Right.
And he said that, yeah, it's still fresh in his mind because he was fined a lot of money.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money on that because I had a surefire winner. I am continuing my losing streak, but here's the problem. I am now addicted to a new bet.
What is it?
You pick the team that'll score the first and last point. Mm. Because if they do score the first point, you are so in for the end of the game. Because it is a crapshoot. You don't know. So I bet Heat to score the first and last point last night. Cleveland scored the first point. So I was out. It was the first time I ever made that bet. But I felt alive. Right? And the game started at 7. And I'm like, there's something about this bet because if that first half is in,
locked in.
Now you're locked in. You're kind of, it's like highlight where you're like, well, if the 3 loses and then the 6 wins and the 4 loses, the 6 wins again, you know. So you're doing all the, but I lost. So I go, you know what? Let me just look here on the TV. Let me see what game is televised. Flip down one channel, Celtics Bucks starting at 7:30 on ESPN. Go, I love this bet. So I bet the Bucks to score the first and the last point. Now I'm glued to the tip. I can't wait for the opening tip. They tip the ball. Someone from Boston, I forget who, they get the tip, puts up a shot, misses it. Milwaukee comes down with the rebound. Damian Lillard gets the ball, goes all the way, layup, misses it. The jackass misses a layup. Boston gets the rebound, goes down and scores real quick. So I lost that one. So I said, you know what?
The 10 o'clock game.
I said, take a break, and you'll do it again Thursday night. But I am in on this bet. This is as fun as I've had gambling in a long time, and I lost 2 consecutive bets.
Doesn't make any sense, Hawk.
I know. I know it's like a scratch-off ticket.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's a scratch-off ticket.
Don't feel too bad because Rob Pizzola's handicapping of Heat
Cavs yesterday was that Isaac Okoro would be able to shut down Jimmy Butler. He loved that matchup. Guess what? Jimmy dropped 30 on that bum's head, and Isaac Okoro pretty much lost that game for the Cleveland Cavaliers yesterday.
Funny.
The Florida Panthers will be in action tonight. They'll be wearing their road whites tonight.
Yeah.
It's a whiteout versus Nashville. 7:30 p.m. puck drop tonight. It's the first time since 2003 that Los Gatos will wear blanco on their home ice.
All right.
Hey.
Going to be tough to see them, right? Because the ice is white itself.
It's a great call. I don't know if they've thought this through.
They're just going to disappear, huh? These gigantic humans.
There's another goal. I didn't even see the guy down there.
That kind of struggle, huh?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy, a little breezy outside today. I guess I should mention some NCAA tournament scores. We are in the thick of things, gentlemen. Michigan State beat Mississippi State to open up things 69-51. Duquesne is leading BYU right now midway through the second half. Creighton and Akron.
Creighton can play.
Akron and Creighton right now. 39-34. Creighton's up at halftime. Long Beach State 20-17 over Arizona. That's midway through the first half.
A game coming up at 2:45, isn't there?
Yes. Wagner.
Oh, that's the UNC Wagner game.
UNC Wagner, yeah.
North Carolina's minus 25.5. Anybody want to ride?
That's crazy.
I'm going Wagner plus the points, baby.
Huh.
I got whose is this? Creighton, Drake, and FAU.
Creighton, Drake?
Creighton, Drake, and FAU. I got a three-team parlay.
That's somebody Lee Sterling,
that was
I think.
Lee Sterling? Yeah, yeah, I got it's active right now. Come on, Creighton.
Creighton, Drake.
Yep, there you go.
It's Creighton, Drake, and FAU.
Creighton, Drake.
Anybody know who did end up scoring the last point in the Heat game or the Bucks game?
The Miami Heat scored the final point in
they
the Heat
did.
Game. It was a Terry
was
Rozier
so
three.
Close to hitting that bet.
I actually hate that bet.
I was so close to it. I thought I did, too. I never felt more alive.
Really?
Oh, I watched the ESPN, like, the last 10 minutes of the pregame show instead of the Heat game because I didn't want to miss the opening tip of the Celtics-Bucks game.
That's just
it was so great.
It's really just a toss-up.
It is a toss-up. I don't know what'll happen. I don't know if they'll offer to buy it out from you when you get the first half of it because I haven't gotten the first half of it yet, but
I hate that bet.
I'm going to hit that one day.
All right, gentlemen, that's your weather. Back to you at Emirate Bank Arena.
All right, Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some hoops and hockey and Odell Beckham and whatever else you want to talk about with Josh.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You got to be physical with them tonight, right? If you're the Heat, just, you know.
Go at the ass.
Yeah.
Go right at the ass.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. By the way, code word today for the Sting tickets is breath. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October with the Sting 3.0 tour. And we've got a chance for you to win tickets. If you want to enter, just text the word breath to 20357. Obviously, for every breath you take, the Police song. Text breath to 20357, and you've got a chance to win. Message and data rates may apply. It's a Live Nation show. And again, the code word is breath. Text it to 20357. Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he's the public address announcer for the Miami Marlins at Lone Depot Park. You know, the Marlins open the season 1 week from today.
Hey!
How about that? Kind of exciting.
Baseball guy now. Me and Jazz are tight.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Jazz Chisholm.
I would say so. My ace.
Is he mic'd up? I could barely hear Appel. Can you hear Appel?
He got a big microphone, but it doesn't work.
Yeah. Is he mic'd up, Solana?
He was during the commercial break. I heard him loud and clear.
I'm here.
All right. There he is. Josh Appel is with us. Let me ask you about Shohei Ohtani first before we, you know, talk Marlins and Panthers and Dolphins. Has the Shohei Ohtani story, I don't want to get into the weeds on it, but has it, I don't know, taken away from the beginning of MLB season, and has it stolen some of the thunder from the beginning of March Madness?
I don't know if it's taken away any of the thunder from the beginning of the baseball season, because I'm not certain how many people actually know that those two games that they're playing in Korea counted the last 2 days.
Fair.
Because there's still spring training games going on. These two teams are going to have a little break, come back here, and still play more spring training games before they pick up the regular season. It also helps that these games are happening in the middle of the night and ending right when everybody wakes up in the morning. And the fact that there is March Madness kind of, I think, kind of dampens a little bit how much louder it could be if not for the first day of March Madness starting today. So,
isn't it good for baseball, though?
What, to have the face of baseball in a gambling?
Just to have some eyes on them. Because like they're saying, Hawk, like nobody even knows those games matter.
No,
I wake up 7 a.m. and I'm watching a baseball game, and I'm like, hey, man, the Tatis is up. But
no,
I didn't know the game mattered.
How would that help the sport, though, to have a gambling imbroglio?
It's just
with
gambling.
The most, well.
Bruno Mars is $50 million in debt.
It's I
thought about Bruno.
I'm with you if it's just gambling. If it's gambling on baseball, they have an unbelievable problem on their hands.
Yes, I feel what you're saying.
The thing that bothers me the most about this, and I get that it is naturally going to happen because the stories, I don't know if they contradicted, but they were different from the get-go when this broke. But the immediate turn to conspiracy theories and things of that nature when something like this happens without any of the actual information. Like, the journalists who are covering this are still gathering information and covering this story. It's not going to go away. And it's such a serious thing involving such, as you pointed out, someone who is the face of baseball, who was the most talked about offseason acquisition since he came here to the United States. Like, I don't love that that's where we immediately go. But at the same time, like, because of the differing stories at the beginning of this, when it broke, it lends itself to that naturally. I just don't like it because we don't have all the information and we don't actually know what's going on. And people want to now act like experts that they know the whole story already without any of the proof of something happening one way or the other.
And I will tell you where I stand on it. I talked to Appel earlier today, but where I stand on it, the guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. I don't care if he spends $4 million on a home. If he spent $4 million on a home, I would probably say, why are you only spending $4 million on a home? I don't care if he spends $4 million on a yacht, on a vacation, and I don't really care if he spends $4 million gambling himself or if he spends $4 million bailing out his friend from a gambling debt. I don't give a crap. Mm-hmm. His money, and it's a you know, drop in the bucket when it comes to what he's worth. If it's on baseball, though, they're going to have a problem because Pete Rose, one of the all-time greats, is banned from the sport. Just a never-ending punishment because you can't gamble on baseball. So if the bets, and baseball also has a policy that you can't bet through a bookmaker. It's got to be a legal gambling site, and this wasn't. But I don't care what he does with his money. I really don't.
Not changing the outcome of games.
And, you know, people are saying, oh, it's so crazy. There's no way that he would bail his friend out from a huge gambling debt. That's not necessarily true, because if I had that kind of money and I had a friend who was facing serious problems, I don't think that I would hesitate to do something like that. Again, if you came to me, Appel, with a $3,000 gambling debt, and said, like, my life is over if I don't pay this. I don't mean literally life is over, but, like, I'll never be able to dig out of this. Yeah, so I help someone out. So I have
three friends right now that owe me money. It wasn't gambling.
Right.
Circumstances that came up, and I was like, oh, you need, you know, whatever it is. I got you.
And by the way, athletes and celebrities and entrepreneurs, like, they often seed friends. I believe this happened with LeBron and Rich Paul. They seed friends money to begin businesses or careers and hope to get something in return. So nothing about the story bothers me other than the fact if he was betting on baseball.
I'm so glad that you offered this because I'm 0-3 so far today in March Madness. So if you want to send me over a Venmo, that would be very nice of you.
I mean, I've got this new thing that I'm addicted to, which is gambling on first basket and last basket of a basketball game. And one day I am going to hit the first basket just so I know what it feels like to get to the end of the game where I can worry about the last basket.
You know what the funniest thing is? We were at Twin Peaks last time. Josh put me to the side. Hey, man, I got a bead on this college basketball.
He knows nothing.
I think I've cracked the code. You just take six heavy money line favorites and put them in a parlay. They'll never lose. I won it once, and I've lost.
There's
like
never upsets in March Madness. That's a great strategy by you. There's never any upsets. You've never heard the term
season.
Cinderella story when it comes to the tournament.
I got you, Crowder.
Listen,
come here.
I lost a terrible parlay because Youngstown State lost on a three at the buzzer in overtime. It was brutal.
Oh, I can imagine.
I cracked the code.
Can imagine your shock when that happened. Hey, does Odell Beckham Jr. to the Fins interest you at all?
At the price that he would come to the Dolphins, yeah. I mean, he had a solid season in Baltimore. He could play in the slot for the Dolphins. Probably a little bit of an upgrade over Cedric Wilson. I'm interested in it if he stays healthy like he did last year. Like, he had a good year last year, considering what he had dealt with leading up to it. I mean, he's definitely not the same guy he was when he was a Giant. But he was still a productive player for the Ravens last season, and if he's the Dolphins' third option at receiver, yeah, I'm interested in that at a bargain price, which is probably what he will command.
And is the AFC East, as we sit here today, because we all panicked when Robert Hunt left and
Christian
Wilkins and everything that happened, and then we started adding other pieces, Shaq Barrett and all those guys. Is the AFC East, do we sit the same way we are? If A-Rod is healthy, the Jets might be something. The Bills are number one. Dolphins are number two. Is it status quo from last year?
I think so. I mean, we talked about it right after Christian Wilkins left for the Raiders. The Dolphins weren't the only team in this division losing a lot of important pieces. The Dolphins, in fact, picked up one of those important pieces from Buffalo's defense, Jordan Poyer, and added him. And they've lost a lot defensively in Buffalo. They're still the favorite in the division, but it's not like the Bills got significantly better while the Dolphins are losing some important pieces defensively, because that's not the case. The Jets, I like the Mike Williams signing they made at receiver. That'll be a nice compliment for Garrett Wilson. But can Mike Williams stay healthy on that famous turf at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford? We don't know. I don't think, in my opinion, much changes going into this year when you look 1-4 in the division. I still think the Bills are the favorite. The Dolphins are 2. The Jets are 3. And the Patriots are 4 right now as they rebuild and probably take a quarterback early in the draft.
What do you make of Justin Fields going to Pittsburgh? What do you make of the Bears only getting a 6th-round pick for him?
Well, not to toot my own horn, but when I was filling in for you guys, when the B-side was on, a couple times ago. I did about an 8-minute little segment here on how Justin Fields makes a lot of sense for Pittsburgh. And hey, what do you know?
I'm guessing that was before they got Russell Wilson, though. And I think a lot of people were saying that. I don't think that was a unique opinion at all.
Well, I could take the victory lap now because he's a Steeler.
Well, not really, because it didn't play out. You thought he would go there to be the starting quarterback.
And he might be.
Not old Russ.
Not so certain.
Not at the beginning, but he might end up. And I said he would be in Pittsburgh. I think it's very curious as it pertains
to
Chicago.
It's like a hollow victory lap. You know?
Slow
jog. It's a monumental victory lap. I did 8 minutes with Dan Day and Jimmy on Justin Fields to Pittsburgh. It might win a Marconi now.
That I don't doubt, but that's an unfortunate statement on our industry.
I'm sending that clip and the Drew Carter interview. Let's see if they get through all of it. But as it pertains to Chicago, it's kind of curious to me that they didn't hang on to him for a little longer to try and get more. Now, it did come out after the fact that Justin Fields picked Pittsburgh as a place that he wanted to go, and the Bears did him a solid and sent him to the Steelers. Knowing that's the case, it's hard to get much back than what they did. But if they wanted to do the it's a business and we're going to try and get the most value, which is what you see 95% of the time, it's a little interesting they didn't hang on to him maybe until after the draft or into training camp when guys inevitably get hurt and teams need quarterbacks.
And Caleb Williams to Chicago, that's it. Because Keenan Allen was at his pro day with Chicago jersey on. He's going number one, right?
Yeah, as soon as they traded Justin Fields, that seemed like a lock. It honestly felt like a lock beforehand. I liked how Justin Fields finished out the season. I had a few of the Bears games last year, and he was a completely different player from that Kansas City game where they got blown out at the beginning of the year and to what he was towards the end. But you can go wrong with Caleb Williams because it's not a guarantee that he turns out to be or live up to the hype that he's been given, but that's as good of a situation as a first overall pick a quarterback is going to walk into with skill guys and how that defense was playing at the end of the year. So for Chicago, probably works out best.
Kind of ruins the draft night a little bit, because if they still had Fields, if they held on to him and waited for a team to get an injury, you wouldn't know what was going to happen because maybe there would be a draft night trade. But now it seems kind of certain that Caleb Williams will go to Chicago. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers and Predators tonight. Panthers have lost 2 in a row. Any worries about them? I think there's 14 games left in the season. A couple of stumbles. I actually thought they outplayed Tampa when they they were losing big quickly. But I thought they outplayed Tampa. And I don't know. I feel like they get it right on track tonight.
They outshot the Lightning 50-16. And had hit 3 or 4 posts. Andre Vasilevsky turned into a prime Andre Vasilevsky in that game against Tampa. There have been stretches over these last 5-6 games where they have not looked like the team that was really humming. I'm not worried, though. They have played. I'm not going to take a 2-game sample here and say, all right, now I'm going to worry, because the first 60-something games have been played at such a high level that there's no reason to panic here. And I think you're kind of seeing the team's mindset where they're not pushing Alexander Barkov to play tonight. He's a game-time decision. They were very cautious of Matthew Tkachuk over the last couple of days. He left practice, I believe it was the day after their last game, missed a day of practice. He was back at morning skate today. So they're being cautious. They know the depth they have. That's why they did what they did at the trade deadline. They're going to be fine. I'm not worried one bit. They got Coach Brew coming in tonight. I don't know if you've been following the Predator story at all, Hawk. I know you guys are big into it, but they were on a losing streak and lost in Vegas and had a team concert scheduled at the Sphere to see U2. And I believe either the concert was canceled or the team canceled it. And since then, they have not lost a game in regulation over the last like 2-3 weeks. Mm. They're on some kind of run under Brew.
Interesting. How would that apply to tonight's game? Is there anything we can extrapolate from that?
Well, it seems like since the U2 concert that didn't happen, they've been playing better, and the Panthers need to be ready for that. Maybe they should book a concert potentially somewhere else here.
Or just play a bunch of U2.
Oh,
during the game.
Or
because
or nostalgia. That might. That might play into the Predators' favor, though.
All right. Okay. Well, no, because they didn't see you two. Well, they didn't see you two, and they're doing well. So if they hear you two, they'll stumble.
Right, but they've been playing in the dressing room, apparently, U2 songs, and it's become sort of a bit with them.
They're rallying around U2 the way we did Kevin Spacey.
Who did?
The Panthers.
Look at me.
It was a misstep. you can't bat 1,000.
I had a sweatshirt.
Everybody had that sweatshirt.
I still have it.
It was amazing. You got to throw it away.
Well, you go to Goodwill, there's like 80 Kevin Spacey shirts in South Florida, and people are like, I don't understand this. Like, what is this?
The kid at the Boys and Girls Club got mine.
Those are still better than the piece of crap gift that Bell brought.
I was going to say, do they have the Sandy bobblehead too? Same person?
Bobblehead still sitting on that table.
All right, we got to go. Josh Appel, 1 week from Marlins season. You excited?
Very.
All right.
Should be fun.
4 o'clock first pitch a week from Thursday?
Thursday, yep.
Jesus Luzardo on the mound?
Jesus Luzardo, pride of Parkland, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, that? South Zeus. Florida guy.
Hey. Solana's getting a little bit nervous because Sixto Sanchez is having a heck of a spring training, and that means some Noche de Sixto during the season, which no one wants.
Your boy, Solana. Oh, you got to hear that song, Appel.
Oh, I played it for him last time. Okay. I play it for everyone. I need everyone. Josh Appel. Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
Why not take all the garbage on Earth, drop it into volcanoes?
Hock and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.